How's it going, folks? Welcome to another edition of Dan Drives. I've actually got headphones plugged in this time, so I don't look like a total weirdo driving down the road, talking into my cell phone as if I'm taking some sort of important note. It's not really taking important notes, I'm just talking to hear myself talk, or maybe to wait for a phone call to come through, something like that. Got kind of a long drive ahead of me. In case anybody didn't know, my work is, it's the kind of place where, as a maintenance technician, I actually have to go to multiple locations, and one of my locations is actually an hour away from all of the other ones, so I am driving home from the hour away from my house location. So that can be pretty daunting. I used to get pretty frustrated with it, but hey, I get paid money per mile, so there's that. But just wanted to do another one of these. Joe just put up my first one, I think yesterday, or maybe it was this morning. I can't remember. I'm already like past the overtime limit, and it's not even Friday yet. So, you know, have not had a lot of time to really, you know, remember little details like that. But anyway, I'm prepping up as good as I can for our upcoming episode on Sepultura that we're doing. And that one's going to be rough because they've got a lot of records. It's like 14 or 15 records. And to be honest, I mean, I'm very familiar with the early Sepultura stuff with Max Cavalera, but everything else is just kind of, you know, I just didn't care about it as much. They got a guy named Derek Green singing for them after Max left, and seems to be a pretty good vocalist. I don't care about those records. I guess I'm more of a Max Cavalera fan than I thought that I was. But, you know, I'll get through them, and I'll try to find some good things to say about the later records, even though I'm not as familiar with them as I am stuff like Roots or Chaos AD. But, yeah, I haven't really had a lot of time to do anything this week other than listen to Sepultura and drive. And that's been boring. I'm not really that interesting of a person. So really, if I'm in work mode for an entire week, it's kind of like I don't really have a lot of that interesting stuff to say. And I'm sure nobody really wants to hear me complain about work on a podcast. So I'm going to skip that portion of it. Other things that I've been doing lately is, I mean, I typically I'll be awake. I do like my Facebook and Twitter stuff usually at night after my wife and kids go to bed, which is usually around like 10 o'clock or so. So typically around those hours, that's whenever I get my video game time in. But every now and again, I'd rather just sit back and listen to a record on my home setup, which is a lot of fun actually. And my basement, for whatever reason, I guess, is in like an alternate dimension from the rest of my house, because I can crank my stereo up pretty loud before anybody can hear it. I mean, you can just walk right up the steps and it's like the sound. You can hear that there's music being played somewhere in the house, but it's not loud. It's not too distracting. So it's kind of nice to be able to get away with that at night. You know, I can be listening to like a Morbid Angel record super, super loud. Nobody knows, no one cares. So that's cool. I have been playing some video games, mostly on my computer now. I mean, I've got all of the old retro video game systems, because that's what I tend to lean toward, is the more retro stuff. And, you know, so I've got the NES, the Super NES, the N64, all that stuff. But I mean, mainly now it's almost like too much effort to have all that stuff hooked up at one time. I mean, probably about, I guess, 2 years ago, I had all my retro systems all hooked up to one TV, and I had this like advanced switching system and everything, and that was a pretty good setup. But honestly, at my age now, if I want to do something fun before I go to bed, because I like to have a good 4 to 5 hours of chill time, you know, where I'm not, you know, dressing kids and changing diapers and making dinner and stuff like that. I like to have a good 4 to 5 hours at night to kind of do what I want so that I can go to sleep feeling like I did something with my day that wasn't just work. And so, but the problem is that work is really exhausting. So a lot of the time, if I sit down on my nice comfy couch in my basement and I start playing a Nintendo game, more than likely I'm going to fall asleep right there on the couch before I actually get anywhere. You know, I get like 3 levels into Super Mario Brothers, and I'll just wake up to a game over screen at like 4 o'clock in the morning. And then I'm pissed off because, you know, I'm basically done playing at that point, and I have to go to bed because I might end up getting called into work as early as 4:30 or 5 in the morning. So I don't really always make the best lifestyle choices, but you know, it's just something for me to do. But yeah, I've mainly just been playing on my computer because I can kind of play all my games on my computer. I've got this RetroArch program on my computer, and so I can play all of my games. You know, I can play my whole game collection off of that. But the problem with old games on a computer is they just look bad. They look really pixelated because I'm basically taking a old, you know, standard def image and stretching it over this like 27-inch 1920 by 1080 computer monitor. So what I did is with that RetroArch program, it allowed me to install an overlay on the screen. So it mimics the image and behavior of an old tube-style TV, to where it actually has this effect on it that makes it look like the glass is curved, and there's like scan lines, you know, on it. And so it looks very, very legit, you know. So that's been a good enough opportunity for me. So, you know, I've been playing this actually really, really difficult RPG called The Seventh Saga. And that game's pretty damn mindless. I mean, it's you're just walking around fighting monsters like you do in any other RPG, and you know, it's you just fight and fight and fight and get stronger, and then you, I guess, eventually get strong enough to fight other monsters. And I don't know what it is. I guess I just like playing boring games like that because, yeah, I do listen to music almost 24/7. I mean, that's a non-negotiable thing for me. So, you know, to listen to music that much, I tend to play boring video games because I can concentrate on the music and the games like secondary. So, like, if you want to think about it that way, it's more like I'm using the video game as background noise, and the music is actually my main focus. And that's typically when I'm prepping up for an episode of the podcast. That's usually what I'm doing. I'm playing some old game, you know, like Dragon Warrior on the Nintendo, or hell, even Quest on the Nintendo 64. Like, those games are so mindless and so boring, and they probably don't really even stand up very well as games on their own, but for whatever reason, that's my jam. I'll just put a game like that on, and I'll, you know, listen to 2 or 3 albums by a band. And so, I mean, I think that's pretty much what the plan tonight is when I get home, is I'll, you know, finish up listening to, like, those last 3 or 4 Sepultura albums that I haven't really given a chance yet. And that's been good. I mean, it fills the time between work and podcasting, really. Because, you know, life isn't really that interesting sometimes unless you make it interesting. And so I try to make my downtime, while still being fun, still somewhat productive. So that's about it for what happens at night. But I'm really excited about doing the Sepultura episode because they're definitely a band that I've really been a fan of for a long time. And it's really good to be able to just talk about my favorite stuff, you know, and hopefully we can get everything together. We had actually started recording the Sepultura episode last Monday. It was either last Monday or last Sunday. I can't remember. I think it was Monday. And we were recording, and then we got a call from Chad Kent from the band Adam's Ship, and we had planned on talking to him that night too. So unfortunately, we weren't able to get that Sepultura episode finished because by the time we were done talking with Chad, it was so late that there was just no way. I think Jeff had fallen asleep, and we just couldn't do it. So you know, because I think we made it all the way from like Morbid Visions all the way up until like Chaos AD, and then we just, you know, Chad called and and that was it. There's no way we'd have made it past like all the rest of the records. We had more records to get through than we actually had gotten to already at that point, so we just decided to hold off. We'll publish the Chad Kent episode as the next episode, and then we'll have Sepultura for you guys after that, and that should be a lot more interesting to you. I don't even know when Joe's going to publish what I'm doing right now, so he might publish it after we do the Sepultura episode. I'm not entirely sure, but yeah, so this is just something that hopefully you guys like this, and this isn't just something weird that we're doing that's clogging up your discography discussion feed. But you know, if not, then I'll just keep recording these and listening to them on my own, you know, as therapy, I guess. But had a pretty good day today. I talked with Brandon Kellum from American Standards on Facebook Messenger pretty much all day. We chatted for a long time, and just talking about the good old days, you know, 10 years ago, you know, when I was in a band and thought that was like the best thing ever. And it's funny too, because my old band Into Destiny, I kind of started thinking about how, you know, we hadn't really done anything with that band. We just, you know, when the band disbanded, we kind of just abandoned all of our social media stuff, and everything just kind of faded into obscurity. And I still have access to the End of Destiny Facebook page. So, like, whenever I first found out that you could stream the End of Destiny album on Google Play, or not Google Play, Apple Music, I thought, well, you know, maybe somebody still cares. So I posted for the first time, I think like 3 or 4 years, on the End of Destiny Facebook page, and just saying, hey, you know, if you want, if you're an Apple Music user, you can still download, or you can still listen to our album on there. And that was cool. So like, I did it too. I downloaded the album and listened to it, and just feeling a little bit nostalgic, even though I don't think that record is perfect by any stretch of the imagination. And if I had the chance to do it again, I would, you know, for sure. Change some things and make it more like something that I would enjoy now versus what I was doing 10 years ago. But, you know, I started thinking, I was like, well, maybe it's not a terrible idea, because, like, I've still got shirts and CDs and stuff. Maybe it's not such a bad idea to maybe, like, go and make a band camp page for End of Destiny. So I did that. I created the page, although you can't see it right now because it's like unpublished, but I had to rip our CD, you know, from the disc into a lossless format to be able to upload to it. And I ripped a couple of songs that we had written in the meantime after we had, it was like before we broke up, but after we'd released the album. So those were songs that I didn't know really if anybody had heard or would care to hear. So I was like, well, we'll put them on the Bandcamp page. But the problem that I'm running into with that is that, I mean, everything is so much more high quality now. I mean, back when we were a band in like 05 and 06, you know, we had a MySpace page and a Pure Volume page. And like, there wasn't really like as much, I don't know if like maybe there weren't high def computer screens to the same extent as there are now, or what, but like literally all of the old images I had for End of Destiny are just such small file sizes and such small aspect ratios that Bandcamp just straight up rejected those. Like, they didn't, you know. So I went in with a photo editor and I tried increasing the image size, and that worked. Like, they accepted that, but I mean, it just looks bad. It looks pixelated, so I'm going to have to find a different solution for that. And once I get it going, I'll get it going. And then, hey, my old band will have a Bandcamp page. Yay. Just something to do. But I'm mainly just trying to see if anybody even still cares. You know, like if I were to decide to record new music or to write new songs and stuff, you know, it's like, do I put it with the old band name or do I not? You know, if nobody cares about the old band name, there's no point even worrying about it. But if there's a potential of, you know, having an instant audience with the old band name, then that would be cool too. But I'm not really sure where I'm at on that, so that could really go either way. I mean, my main focus for now, for sure, is still it's still the podcast, and that's kind of the big fun thing that I do once a week, and that's going to be my main focus for the foreseeable future. But no, me and Brandon were just talking about old, you know, just old bands that we were into, and you know, just a lot of different stuff. What it was like, you know, whether our significant others, you know, supported our band and or didn't, or what reason there was behind it. It was a really good conversation. I really wish that we had that we'd been rolling, or I would have put this. I would have for sure put this put that conversation on here because it was always. Always a good conversation with that guy, you know, almost always. So, you know, hats off to you, Brandon. But yeah, we're really excited about how things are going on the podcast too. Just like with the, you know, we've got guests lined up. We've got, John Drake from, he's the new co-host for the Talk To Me podcast. And, we knew he was like a really big Dream Theater fan, so we've got him coming to talk about Dream Theater, and then we've got a couple other guests that I'm not 100% confirmed with yet, but John Drake, that is confirmed, that is happening, and it'll be happening very soon, like this month. And then I can tell you that we'll be talking about the band's Caius. And very soon we're going to be talking about the band Tourniquet really soon. And then I'm actually getting really prepped up for December because we're going to actually do something called Industrial December, because industrial is a kind of music that we really haven't talked about much on the podcast. And it'll be really cool to dedicate an entire month to the industrial bands we like. So, you know, expect us to talk about stuff like Clank, except, you know, Clank, Circle of Dust, you know, stuff like that. Not specifically just those bands. We're kind of on the fence as to whether or not we're going to talk about Nine Inch Nails or not, or what necessarily constitutes industrial. It's one of those things where it's like we say we like industrial, but I'm not as into it as I am something like thrash metal. So like, I might call something industrial that people might not think is industrial, and you know, basically just get laughed at, which, not that I'm like out to take myself super seriously, but it is nice to have some frame of reference on that stuff and not look like a total idiot, you know. We're not, you know, we've never been too harsh on genres as far as the show goes, because I mean, we do say that it, you know, we do call it discussmetal.com as our website, and we talk about a pretty wide variety of music. I think, you know, our main focus has and always will be metal, but metal is such a broad term anyway that it really there's almost an infinite amount of ways that we can justify what we're talking about as metal, except for maybe the Mars Volta one. That one was kind of a stretch, but hey, what are you gonna do? We did it, so we haven't gotten any hate mail on that yet, so it's probably fine. But there was just so much possibility, you know, for this year. And it's crazy to think that, you know, we're actually, I mean, once we get to January 18, we will have been doing this for a year. And I know it's only September, so it's kind of calling it early, but it'll be really exciting to have a year under our belt of doing this. And the response has been amazing, and just the people that we've made friends with have been really cool and very supportive with us, and have helped us out with things that maybe we couldn't have done on our own. You know, bigger podcasters like Josh Toomey, and, you know, that dude was so was definitely our bud at the Rock and Pod Expo. He took us around and kind of showed us, introduced us to people that we needed to know, and it was really cool. So I'm just super stoked, and it's weird. It's so meta that I'm, you know, doing a mini podcast talking about my main podcast, but this thing is literally just a stream of consciousness. So these little conversations with myself tend to go in a variety of different directions. But what I was thinking of the other day is I really need to dig into my VHS collection of movies, because like for as much music as I listen to and as much video games as I play and stuff like that, I don't really watch a whole lot of movies. And it's not because I'm not a movie fan. I just, it's one of those things where it's like, do I have the time or the money to really have, you know, such a wide variety of interests? Because I collect a lot of stuff. Like, I collect vinyl, I collect VHS, I collect Laserdisc. And then even, you know, obviously DVDs and Blu-ray if I want modern stuff. And with that wide variety of stuff that I collect, it's kind of difficult to kind of keep up with all of it. And I know these are like first world problems. You know, there are literally people starving to death in other countries, and I'm complaining that I don't have time to watch my VHSs. You know, so that's some food for thought. But with movies, it's like I tend to gravitate more towards, you know, the generic stuff that all metalheads say. You know, I love horror movies and, you know, thrillers, psychological movies. I actually really like documentaries a lot, like a lot of true crime documentaries and stuff. And but I really just need to sit down and watch a movie. And I just wondering if I've just become so focused on music stuff, you know, if I'm ever really going to have time to do that. It's hard for me to sit through a 2-hour movie for some reason. But I mean, I can sit through, you know, 4 Dream Theater albums in a row, so I don't think it's an attention span thing, but I don't know, maybe it is. I don't know. I definitely like to do 2 things at once, and with a movie you really can't do that. With a movie you just have to sit there and watch it. I've already got weight problems anyway, so if I'm sitting there watching it, I'm still gonna try to do 2 things at once. So I'm gonna try to eat. You know, I'll eat while I watch, and that's hasn't worked out very well for me so far from a health perspective. So I clearly have got some things I need to work out. But yeah, that's what's going on with me. I hope you enjoyed this little drive home conversation. Or it's not really a conversation if it's only me, right? But I'm hoping in the future, you know, we can work something out to where, you know, maybe we can do a, you know, maybe do phone call, you know, have call-ins or whatever, and just have conversations with people. I'm not sure logistically how that works out as far as recording it goes and being in the car and all that, or if I really want to be doing all that shit while I'm driving. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. So, you know, if you like this mini podcast, drop us a line, leave us a comment or something on the Discography Discussion page. Say, I want more Dan driving, or, you know, I want less of Dan driving. I just don't give a shit about this at all. If that's the case, then power to you. Just let us know. So, all right. Well, this is Dan driving number 2. So have yourselves a great night and an enjoyable drive home.